Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Epicurus was an ancient Greek philosopher who claimed you don't need to be rich to feel like a god. He once wrote to Idomeneus, his friend and student, "Give me but barley bread and water, and I am ready to vie with Zeus in happiness." Now let's think about that for a sec. Zeus was the king of the gods. He had all the power, the immortality, and the lightning bolts. Yet Epicurus was saying that if he had just a basic meal, he'd be just as happy as the ruler of the universe. Today, we're conditioned to believe the exact opposite. We're told that a godlike life requires a six-figure income, designer clothes, and constant technology upgrades. But that lifestyle is a trap. It keeps us in a cycle of stress, comparison, and never feeling like we have enough. Epicurus saw this excessive pursuit of wealth as a kind of slavery. Chasing more than you need doesn't give you freedom. It creates dependence. The more you want, the more you're controlled by those wants. To him, someone with an average income who has control over their desires is far wealthier than a billionaire who always wants more. It's important to note that Epicurus wasn't against money. He wasn't telling people they had to be poor to be good. If a high income fell into your lap without any stress, he'd tell you to take it. But in the real world, a high income almost always comes with a massive tax on your peace of mind. So the real question isn't how much you earn, but how much you need to be content. So in this video, we're going to take a practical look at the philosophy of Epicurus and how you can use it to live like a god, even on an average salary. Number 1. Categorize your desires. Epicurus taught that chasing happiness through endless consumption is like trying to fill a jar with holes in the bottom. No matter how much status or luxury you pour in, it never feels full. To live like a god on an average salary, you don't need to pour more into the bucket. You need to understand where the holes are and close them. In his famous letter to Menoesius, his student, Epicurus explained that a peaceful life comes from sorting your desires into 3 simple categories. The first is the natural and necessary. These are the basics: simple food, clean water, a place to rest, and a few genuine friendships. These are non-negotiable, but they're also surprisingly cheap and easy to satisfy. Fulfilling these provides the highest return on investment for your soul. And once these basic needs are met, 90% of life's suffering, like hunger, housing, loneliness, and insecurity, disappears. The second is the natural but unnecessary. These are the upgrades, the expensive meals, the nicer clothes, the better car. They're nice to have, but they don't actually increase your baseline level of joy and come with a hidden cost. The more you depend on them, the more you have to work to keep them. Over time, without realizing, this comfort quietly turns into obligation. What once felt like a luxury starts to feel like something you can't live without. The third is the vain and empty. These are the dangerous ones. Status, fame, power, the need to impress. They don't have a finish line. There is no point where you can finally stop and feel like it's enough, because they're not real needs. They come from the ego. And the ego is never satisfied. There's always someone ahead of you. There's always someone richer, more successful, more admired than you. No matter how far you go, it's never enough. The target keeps moving, so the chase never ends. So in reality, you don't own these desires. These desires own you. To live like a god, which is to live well, means to focus 90% of your energy on the necessary. When you're satisfied with the basics, you remove the only real physical barrier to happiness, the pain of not having enough. When you stop chasing the vain and empty, you realize that you don't need $1 million to feel like a god. You simply need your own time and your own peace of mind. A man who's satisfied with bread and water and has good friends to share them with is wealthier than the billionaire who's constantly terrified of losing his empire. Number 2. The cheese principle. Epicurus understood something most of us today completely miss. Luxury loses its power when it becomes routine. If you eat at a Michelin star restaurant every night, the soft lighting, perfect plating, and rich flavors stop feeling special, but they become just normal. This is the trap of what we call hedonic adaptation, the psychological term that we use where we quickly get used to new luxuries until they no longer provide any extra happiness. Epicurus lived a famously frugal life in what he called his garden, which was a small, close-knit community of friends who lived, ate, and spent time together. We'll talk more about this garden in a little bit, but every now and then he'd ask a friend for a small piece of cheese. Not because he needed it, but because he wanted to feel it. This is the cheese principle, the art of keeping your baseline low so that small luxuries feel like royal events. Most people fall into a comfort trap. When your salary increases, the world tells you to upgrade your life. Better coffee, a more expensive gym, a premium car. At first, it feels like progress. But soon, it becomes the new baseline, your new normal. You end up spending more money just to feel the same level of satisfaction you had before. Epicurus's whole philosophy was about avoiding this comfort trap, because he knew that the more needs you manufacture for yourself, the more you become a slave to your paycheck. By keeping your daily baseline low and simple, you're actually protecting your ability to feel joy. Think about it. If you eat a $50 steak every Tuesday, eventually it just becomes Tuesday dinner. It loses its power. But if you live on simple, healthy food most of the month, then that one high-quality meal or that nice bottle of wine hits differently. It becomes a legitimate event. On an average salary, you may not be able to afford luxury every day, but if your daily baseline is simple and intentional, then a small indulgence, a fine piece of cheese, a great meal, or a short getaway isn't just a purchase, it's a feast. So don't inflate your baseline. Live simply most of the time so you can fully enjoy the moments you choose to indulge. As Epicurus said, he who needs riches least enjoys riches most. Number 3. Prioritize aponia and ataraxia. Aristotle, like most philosophers of his time, believed that the ultimate goal, what they call eudaimonia, was about flourishing. It meant working hard, constantly improving yourself, and achieving great things through discipline and virtue. Epicurus, however, had a much more practical take. He argued that eudaimonia wasn't some mountain you had to climb, it was simply the absence of the things that make us miserable. He broke this down into two specific requirements. The first is aponia, the absence of physical pain. The second is ataraxia, the absence of anxiety and mental disturbance. To him, if you aren't hurting and you aren't worried, you've already reached this absolute peak of human existence. If we look at the people we consider gods today, high-level CEOs, celebrities, or famous influencers, they're often some of the most stressed people on the planet. Yes, they have the private jets and the giant houses, but they also have 24/7 schedules, massive legal liabilities, the inability to spend time on their own, and the constant fear of losing their status. They may have wealth, but they often lack peace. Their bodies are pushed to the limit with long working hours, violating aponia. Their minds are constantly occupied with endless responsibilities and the fear of losing it, all disrupting ataraxia. In trying to gain everything, they lose the very thing that makes life enjoyable. Now, contrary to popular opinion, You don't need wealth or luxury to achieve strong mental and physical health. All you need is an average salary used wisely, and that's more than enough to build both. Aponia comes from taking care of the basics, eating well, sleeping enough, and moving your body without burning it out. You don't need a $200 a month gym membership or a personal chef for this. You just need to avoid extremes, the cycles of overwork and overindulgence that quietly wear you down. Ataraxia, on the other hand, is what's left when you start cutting out the noise. It's the state you reach when you stop constantly comparing your life to others or trying to impress people you don't even like. When you let go of those unnecessary desires, your expenses settle down, and so does your mind. Think about the trade-off. If you have a simple 9-to-5 that covers your needs, that leaves your evenings and weekends to actually be yours. Time to read, to spend time with the people you care about, or just enjoy time outside. You're already living a kind of luxury doing this. You own your time. And that's something many wealthy people just don't have, because they're often far too tied to the demands of their own success. There's also this quiet, underrated advantage to having an average salary. Your stakes are naturally lower. It gives you the freedom to walk away from things that mess with your peace, because you aren't tethered to a massive image or expensive lifestyle that requires a constant burn rate to maintain. When you aren't at the top of the pyramid, you aren't a target. You don't have to lie awake at night worrying about losing an empire, managing massive risks, or being judged by millions of strangers. And in the Epicurean sense, that's the real definition of flourishing. It's not about having the most, it's about being the most undisturbed. The person who owns their time, their health, and their peace of mind isn't living an average life. They're living a complete one on an average salary. Number 4, invest in your garden. In the modern world, we're taught that being a god means being at the top of a pyramid, looking down on everyone else. But Epicurus argued that isolation is a nightmare, not a goal. He famously said that out of all the things that provides for a happy life, friendship is the most important. He didn't just talk about it either. He bought a house with a garden and invited his friends to live and eat there with him. This was radical for the time, because the garden was open to everyone, men, women, even slaves. It was a space defined by social wealth rather than material status. They spent their days writing, debating, and copying philosophical scrolls to share with others. They focused on deep discussions about how to handle things that usually freak people out, like the fear of death or the anxiety of the future. They also practiced what Epicurus called lave biosas, or living unnoticed. While everyone else in Athens was exhausting themselves trying to become famous or win at politics, the people in the garden were busy opting out of the drama. They realized that you don't need the world to applaud you if you have a handful of people who truly know you. According to them, a meaningful life isn't about how many people know your name, but about the quality of the conversations you have with the people right in front of you. The reality is that social wealth is much more valuable than material wealth. You might not be able to afford a private home theater, a personal chef, or a luxury vacation home, but if you have a group of 4 or 5 close friends who chip in for a great meal and a great movie night at home, you're getting 90% of the royal experience at 10% of the cost. The feeling of being a god doesn't actually come from the expensive purchase. It comes from the laughter, the connection, and the sense of belonging. When you have a massive salary or a high-status job, you often end up surrounded by people who are only there for what you can do for them. On an average salary, you know that your friends are there because they actually like you, not because of your title or your bank account. That's a level of emotional security that billionaires rarely get to feel. Most of the time, we don't actually buy things because we need them. We buy them to fill a gap. A bigger TV to escape boredom, a faster car to feel noticed. But Epicurus understood that many of these wants are really substitutes for a connection. That's why he built his garden, a close circle of people who genuinely cared for each other. Because when you have that, you stop needing to prove your worth through what you own. You don't need distractions, and you don't need validation from strangers. You already feel enough, so instead of trying to impress the world, invest in your people. Use your income, no matter how average it is, to create moments. Share simple meals, meet a friend for coffee, spend time with people who actually know you. Because this experience is a different kind of wealth, one that doesn't show up in your bank account, but quietly makes your life feel rich every single day. Number 5, master the fear of lack. The biggest thing that keeps people from feeling like gods isn't actually a lack of money. It's the anxiety that they might one day have no money. We spend our lives working jobs we hate to buy things we don't need, all because we're terrified of what would happen if the paycheck stopped. But Epicurus had a radical solution for this. Practice poverty. He suggested that every now and then you should live on the absolute bare minimum for a few days. Eat nothing but plain rice, drink only water, and wear your simplest clothes. Once you do this, you'll realize that it's not that bad. You'd realize that even if you lost every penny you have, you'd still be okay. You'd still have your mind, your health, and your friends. Once you lose the fear of being poor, you're no longer a slave to your employer or the economy, because you know exactly how little you actually need to be happy. As Epicurus put it, nothing is enough for the man to whom enough is too little. By mastering your desires and losing your fear of the worst case scenario, you aren't just surviving, you're owning your own life. And that's our video. What did you think? Will you be factoring any of Epicurus's teachings into your life? Maybe you see things a little differently. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments. But until next time, as ever, I've been Dan, you've been awesome, and if you enjoyed what you saw or found it helpful, why not check out our full Philosophies for Life playlist? And for more videos to help you find success and happiness using beautiful philosophical wisdom, don't forget to subscribe. Thanks so much for watching.